This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. It is hour four of the nation. We have 2 hours to go. A lot of football content on the way. Play-by-play football on the Fan here on Saturday. Bama in Wisconsin. Kickoff at 11 a.m. Of course, Cowboys and Saints is slated for noon on Sunday with the pregame at 9. Dean Blandino is going to be on the show. So that'll be fun.
Right? Should be. Eric, you ready to tackle Dean Blandino?
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm hoping that we can get him out there so we can do a nice little Oklahoma drill out there in the Miller Lite West Plaza. I look forward to...
He's rallied pretty good, hadn't he?
I'll be the low man in that situation. I'll win. I'll wrap up. I'll go form tackling on this guy.
Just he went from time. Being public enemy number one to everybody kind of being a nice guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good dude. Yeah. He's a good guy. He's a good person.
Well, I've just been informed we might be getting Eric Kendricks here a little bit early, our Cowboys linebacker, Cowboys player show.
It's exciting.
We might. He got out a little bit early.
He's so excited to talk to us.
He's like, hey, guys, I'd be ready to just join you now if you guys are. So I think he's about to be ready to pop on here in a moment.
I'm always ready for some Eric Kendricks, especially after a debut like that. We got to ask him if that's one of those, like, is that a random drug test kind of game? You know, I think it might be. Yeah. That's how dominant he was.
I mean, you go off like that. That's a pattern in the NFL. They're like, we just want to make sure.
It's just a tip of the cap.
All those tackles, a couple of sacks, a
interception.
Pick.
Yeah.
Guy was everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, we have an edition of football's finest here coming up before too long. It's a big night in the world of baseball as Kamar Rocker is taking the hill for the Rangers. He's out there in Seattle getting to take on the Mariners in his debut. Not a bad lineup. But we'll have a proper round trip or go around the bases brought to you by Uber Eats coming up at 6 o'clock. Great opportunity, and I feel like by the time we go to bed tonight, our level of optimism about what this Rangers team might be heading for in the foreseeable future might be significantly different. I mean, what's your confidence level now that this team is going to bounce back and 2025 is going to be amazing? I think that's a legitimate question right now, and I think either answer is fine. But Kamar Rocker going out there and being electric and, you know, staking his claim as I am the guy that left Vanderbilt as one of the top pitching prospects to ever come out of the SEC. That's who I am. And move over, you know, name your young star pitcher. You know, I belong comfortably in this group. And, you know, that's what we're hoping to see tonight. Pregame at 8 o'clock, the first pitch about 8:37, I think, is how they do that up there in Seattle.
Yeah.
A slightly later start tomorrow as we stand by for our Cowboys player show, Eric Kendricks. As he joins us now here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Keurig and by Dr. Pepper. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
What's up?
Man, congrats on the first game. How did it feel out there?
It felt good. You know, it's always like, you know, anticipation builds up for that first game of the year, but you know, now that it's behind us, you know, we can really lock in on the rest of the season.
So when this opportunity came up, given the Cowboys' need and Mike Zimmer, was this a no-brainer, exciting opportunity for you to come in and plug this hole? Because you look like exactly what we've been needing, man.
Man, honestly, it was one of the harder decisions I've ever made. But at the end of the day, you know, I feel like I made the right decision, and I'm happy. Now it's just a little bit of work, so let's get to it.
What were those variables in your decision? Could you share that with us?
I mean, yeah. It's there's so much that came into it. Honestly, I'm over talking about it, but at the same time, like, I'm just glad to be here. Glad to be, you know, have my presence felt out there.
Heck yeah, man! It was a real joy to watch you. It was one heck of a game. I was curious, after a game like that, is that a NFL randomly drug testing you game? Because it was a damn good performance, Eric. Let's be honest about it.
Yeah, I got more.
Now, have you ever gotten the, wow, Eric, you were, excuse me, I'm so excited to have you here. Have you ever had one of those performances where you were so badass on a football Sunday that the league was like, let's let's check this guy's pee?
Oh, yeah, right after the game, just in the locker room.
is it just waiting for you there in your locker, like by way of hello after the game?
There's just so many different, you know, you can get it, you know, during the week, you can get it the first, you know, the next day, you can get it after the game. There's so many different, you know, in off season, doesn't, you know, they don't discriminate. They just get you whenever.
Now, are they, what's the, can you take me into that situation there? Are you got eyeballs on you?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I remember I can share a funny story. One time I was in London and I got drug tested in London and we were in a hotel bathroom and it was a public restroom and I'm over here facing the door, you know? And yeah, let's just say people walked in the restroom, you know.
Wow, goodness gracious!
That, like, what anybody run right back out?
What are we doing?
You can't be pee shy to play in the NFL.
Gotta get the pee. Gotta get it.
I don't think I could make it. Definitely a little pee shy over here. I'm curious. So you bring up London, and we had like the Brazil game last week. Do you like the international games?
You know what? I feel like the process of it is always annoying. You know, obviously we're here to play football. You know, we're sometimes when you travel to a away game, it could be, you know, coast to coast, still a long flight, you know. But you know, going overseas, going into a different country, there's a lot more variables, a lot more, you know, your chances are you're traveling longer days, you know, you're more on lockdown. It's like, yeah, you know, you have less freedom. So it's more annoying. It seems a little more annoying at times, but man, When I'm in London, you know, when I was in London playing and you see, you know, both flags hanging up from the stadium, you're kind of like, man, this is pretty cool. You know, this is pretty dope. So I feel like, you know, once you step on the field and you start playing, you just feel, you know, I have gratitude for it. So, you know, even though I'm a little bit annoyed at times.
Did you get to sample some of the cuisine there in London? I hear that they do not do any seasoning, really.
Yeah, you know, very, very, very few salt packets around and various garlic seasonings and stuff like that. It's very, very bland.
You turn it up out here, though? I mean, gosh, you probably, the barbecue just off the chain, right?
Yeah, you know, I think Texas barbecue has completely blown my mind at this point. You know, obviously, I feel like I thought I knew what barbecue was. You know, mm-hmm. I thought I knew what barbecue culture was, but I was gladly, you know, mistaken when I got to Texas and I started eating these. The beef ribs are my favorite.
Oh my. The beef ribs are delicious. Yeah. What about the Tex-Mex though? Because Dalton Schultz, who is also a fellow Cali guy, kind of took some shots at our Mexican food when he was a Cowboy.
You see, how do I tiptoe around this?
Well, what are the big differences? Like, as a Cali guy, when you come here and you're eating Tex-Mex, I mean, what are some of the things that you're like, yeah, this isn't as good? Like, why wouldn't it be as good?
I feel like it's just more Americanized. So, you know, when I look for my Mexican food, I want it to be, like, you know, as authentic as possible, you know. And I feel like, you know, with the queso and everything like that, it kind of gets like, you know, you see a couple things on the menu that you're like, what? Like, And so I respect it. That they have their own version here, but I'm a Cali Mexican food kind of guy.
I got to ask you a question on the off day. How do we get to check up on the cars and rebuilds and things like that? Do we order a bunch of parts? what do we do on a day off like that? Do you make sure that ride's looking right?
No, I'm a. You know what? I'm lucky if I'm taking one of my cars to all my treatment sessions. I feel like I just fill my off days with body work, you know, physical therapy, Pilates, you know, doctor, mental health, everything. I just try to cover my bases. And if I could drive my car in the meantime to appointment, I'll be happy.
Well, that's good mental health right there, right? Mm-hmm. You throw that top down or something like that. And just that's great mental health.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Therapeutic. Yeah, 32 years old there, Erica. How has that changed your process throughout the week since when you first got into the league?
You know, I feel like I just, for the most part, I try to stay consistent. You know, I developed a good routine early, and it's worked for me, and, you know, I've stuck with it. I've definitely had to adjust here and there, you know, especially after games. You know, I have to know my body, especially, you know, what it's capable of. But, you know, I feel good. You know, I think I've received probably more backhanded compliments this week than I've ever received. And you know what? I'm looking forward to getting some more because I'm going to keep trying to shock people.
Moving pretty good for an old guy. Is that what they're saying?
I've heard it all.
Hey, Eric, I was going to ask you, did you share your pregame meal with Overshown by any chance? Because, man, whatever you were eating, and he had a little of that too. You guys were out there together. Just it was like watching the Rockettes dance in New York City the way you guys were teaming up with everybody.
Yeah, you know, I'm just excited. You know, we're gonna keep doing it. You know, I think that's the beauty of the NFL is we have 17 chances, And the NFL is always humbling. So, you know, we got to bring our game. And I mean, we're motivated too. So I'm excited to get another opportunity.
So what do you think about this Saints offense? They're getting a lot of love leading into this week with all the motion that they're using. You didn't face a ton of that, it seemed like, against Cleveland. So what are some of the challenges the Saints might present for you?
Yeah, you know, that just the motions, heavy motions just makes you think a lot. You know, obviously we could replicate it, but with the pieces they have on offense, you know, we're going to have to get some stuff in the game and play it out and obviously make adjustments on the sideline. But yeah, you know, they had a great first game, put up a lot of points. They have a lot of weapons, experienced quarterback. So we have a challenge ahead of us for sure.
Motion running game has been, you know, kind of a bugaboo for the Cowboys. In your experience under Mike Zimmer, do you feel like you guys have had a pretty good handle on, you know, how to make your adjustments?
Yeah, I think that it's every team is different. You know, every team I've been on has been completely different, but it's a want to, it's a desire, you know, to stop the run. And there's going to be some games where it's easier than other games. And in those games where it gets tough, like, that's when you really have to buckle down and stick to it, you know, because it's obviously a priority. So, you know, I think that with the motions and stuff like that, we're going to see a lot of different looks, a lot of different line schemes and stuff like that. So the boys better bring it.
What was it like playing with the new team, new teammates, finally running around out there? I mean, we talk about Overshown. He was incredible, but playing next to guys like Micah Parsons and whatnot, did you learn maybe just the attitude? Like, whoa, I didn't realize this guy was such a trash talker or whatever once you get in the
mix. So you chirping a little bit out there.
Yeah, you know, I think that, yeah, I mean, you got to get into the game somehow, you know. So yeah. I feel like it's always so cool because, you know, you put that jersey on. It's kind of like, you know, Clark Kent, you know, putting that cape on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really see it until you need it. So it's like just seeing how calm everybody was and, you know, just how everybody handled themselves. Obviously, you got to have a little bit of crazy in there, you know, here and there. That's what makes football. But for the most part, communication and everything like that, very calm, sideline, correcting things, very calm. And you know, it's gonna definitely be you know, when we get into these the you know, these other games in the season, you know, there's gonna be chances where we face adversity. So it's like when we face adversity, we have to come back to the fundamental things of staying calm, you know, talking through things, getting things done, and chipping away at whatever we need to fix.
So it's going to be your first home game then as a Cowboy at AT&T Stadium, where you've played obviously as a visitor, but does that add a little bit more of anticipation for you getting to come out and play for the home crowd for the first time?
It's going to be cool. You know, nothing like a home game in the NFL. I'm a big fan of away games too. You know, I like entering hostile environment, but at the same time, home is home. So, you know, we got to put on a show. I'm excited to, you know, suit up my first game as a Cowboy. In AT&T. I've obviously played there in college, played there a couple times in the pros, but it's a real deal now.
Hey, Eric, when Parsons tipped that ball in the air, you were coming on a blitz too. I mean, did you know when did you hear it or did you see it when the ball went in the air? I mean, which one did you, because you, like I say, you were rushing there and you did a great job of peeling back and getting that ball. How did that all kind of transpire on the interception?
Yeah, so as soon as I started going and I saw the tackle squeeze down on me, I knew that Micah was free. So I knew either one, Deshaun was going to either, like, make a move and start running,
mm-hmm.
or he was going to throw the ball hot to somebody on that side of the field. So as the tackle came to block me, I kind of just started peeling off, and I turned around and peeled off, and I saw him tip the ball and ran to it. But I was getting ready to, like, probably run to the ball if he threw it, you know?
Sure.
After so many years, after a big game like that, do you watch the highlights more the next week?
I've stopped. You know, I feel like you kind of, especially with today's social media and stuff like that, people are, you know, tagging you in things, you see things. But, you know, the faster you can just put that to bed and get to work on the next week, the better. Because, you know, it's all about consistency in the NFL. You know, everyone remembers your last play. Everyone remembers your last game. So, you know, who cares? Next.
you're the quarterback of the defense, and we love that mentality. It's just like you put it behind and you're on to the next one. That's fantastic. When you know, being the quarterback of the defense, we always talk about how wordy these play calls can be for quarterbacks, but like defensively, you're calling out these plays and everything like that. How wordy does it get defensively? Like if you're dialing up like an exotic blitz on third down, what does that sound like?
They're not too wordy. With defense, if we have a pressure, it'll be like a pressure call, and then it'll be like a coverage associated with it. And if there's a double call, it'll be like, they kind of try to categorize them so it could be said quickly. Because, you know, offense is one thing. Everything is dictated off offense, correct?
Right.
But defense, you kind of have to get things going quicker. And plus, we have to make a lot more adjustments based on what the offense gives us. So we have a call that may be a double call. Let's say like cover eight, where you're playing a certain coverage over here and a certain, I don't even know if I want to give all this information out. I'm kind of trying to keep my cards close.
There you go.
But at the same time, you know, you'll have two different coverages and everybody knows that kind of thing. But based on, you know, if it's 3x1, 2x2, you know, if there's a certain combination of players over here, we're playing things all differently. So everybody has to know the rules of engagement, but the call is quick.
It's our reigning player of the game on the Dallas Cowboys radio network.
Absolutely,
here, Aaron Kendricks. I saw the Cowboys social media team was asking what's everybody's guilty pleasure TV show. Some people were very nervous. You blurted out like right now it's Love Island because I love the banta. I'm with you, man. I got sucked into the Love Island UK as well. Like, let's go over and let's have a chat. I don't know if it's the accents or what it does, but it's entertaining.
I mean, I would hate on that show. My wife would put that show on, and I would just hate on it. Like, what are you watching? This is trash. Like, what are we doing? And then I'm like, wait, what did that person say? Who that? What is she wearing? What they got them doing? What, they're kissing who? And then she's like, you might as well sit down and watch it with me. So I would always join during the what's it called, the Casa?
Oh yeah.
That's when I join right there.
That's the best part.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the best beef rib you've tried so far, Eric?
You're gonna put me on the spot like that.
I want to try it out. I have it.
So Himes is the first one I had.
Yeah.
Himes is really good.
Yeah.
Fire. Now, do you have any?
Hutchins is good too, though.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Hurtado, Pecan Lodge.
Yep.
Now, do you have any desire in learning to make your own? Because you know, once you leave Texas, you're probably gonna be up to your own devices there if you want that flavor.
You know what? I feel like it's one of those things where you got to just come and get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Who seems like, is there anybody that feels like they got some talent on the team that's like, hey guys, I'm grilling out or I'm smoking some stuff. Why don't y'all come over and let's enjoy something here?
I just don't see it. You know, I can see them having some good food. And I feel like, you know, if you're going to come to my house, you're going to eat good for sure. Mm-hmm. My wife is an excellent cook. I claim sous chef. So she does all the seasonings and everything like that, but I'm in there chopping, I'm cooking, you know, not really during season, but so if you're going to come to my house, you're going to eat good, but I don't have faith in the guys on the team to just bring a good barbecue or beef rib. I just don't see it happening.
I hear you, dude. It's magical how they do it.
These guys are just like Postmates guys, you know, they're door dashing everything nowadays. They're not even putting putting the work in.
How are the knife skills then? I mean, do we own like a set of like Japanese knives or something like that? I mean, and then we like pull the knuckles back and all that stuff that? So, all right.
I try to make my chops consistent. You know what I mean?
There you go.
You know, you already know. I got a set of knives for Christmas a couple years in a row.
There we go.
So I'm loving that.
Okay. When you're doing the onions, do you have a method for not crying? Oh. That's the problem I have every single time. There's got to be something when you're chopping them onions that's because you're worried about going after your fingers when your eyes start watering up like that.
You got to just take it, you know? You got to.
No, I don't. I don't have to take that. I don't want to cry.
Business. You got to, you know, you got to stay strong. You got to keep a low eyelid.
Yeah. Okay. You're so much better at me than this. I cry every damn time. I can't help it. I have to stop.
Eric, I couldn't help but notice the hair flowing underneath that helmet. I love the Troy Polamalu Head and Shoulders commercials. Do you have your own hair brand?
I do.
Do you do?
I do. It's called Switch Lanes. You can get it at switchlanes.us. Or just visit the Instagram at Switch Lanes, but I've created my own curl cream. You know, I started probably like 4 years ago. Worked on the formula, worked on the bottles, the labels. I've kind of like, it's in a great place now to where I love it, and I'm, you know, gonna start to push it. But I love it. I use it. I use it to comb my hair out. I use it to put it in, and use it to leave in. It's very versatile, like curl product for my active lifestyle.
It's looking good, man. You're a hell of a spokesperson for it. So
thanks for the plug too.
Yeah,
you got it. Anytime, man. I got you. Plug anything you want.
Yeah. We love you.
Yeah. Right on.
Not anything.
Yeah, we can be careful of that.
Thanks again.
Things are off limits.
For your time, give the Saints hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Let's go.
Right on, dude. There he goes. Eric Kendricks, Cowboys player show every Thursday, usually starting at 5:20, but he got out of the meetings a little early today, so we jumped on, and salute to him for that.